Pinky shit.
All right, I'm actually gonna start recording now because
All right, me too.
I think I caught you saying Mickey shoo, and I want to put that
Mickey
in the,
shoo.
I'll put that in the opening too.
Sounds like a Japanese game show.
Mickey shoo. If you lose it, they throw you into a pit of monkeys armed with shoes. Hi everyone, this is WTF at TFW, brought to you by the power of harmonics. This is Vangelis, your host for the evening, and with me today is the returning triumphant Drew Iden.
Hola, gracias, señora. Yes, I'm back, hey. Pleasure to be back with my buds.
Laudamos, Drew Iden, laudamos.
Been
taking Latin. That's all I've been doing for the last day and a half is studying Latin. Laudamus, I believe, means we praise, Drew Iden. We praise.
Oh! Well.
Yeah.
Mana, we minibong.
Mookie shoo!
Mookie shin!
Hey, Gog Dog, you're here too.
What up, doe?
Sup.
Mookie shoo!
And also here is Seth Buzzard.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
Want to ride my love fountain?
Start it up. Let's get some fondue. Fondue's good. We're a Transformers podcast, and we're here to talk to you today about Transformers and fondue, which I've actually never had. Little known fact.
What? Fondue?
Yeah, I never had it.
Well, get it.
I've almost bought a fondue fountain many times, but they were like $20 ones at London Drugs, and I was like, this is going to suck.
Wait, what's a fondue fountain?
It's a thing that makes chocolate fountain out of the top for fondueing.
Wow. That's silly.
Well, just get a fondue pot.
Is it like Tub Girl?
What?
I don't know what that is, Gog Dog, and certainly am not telling people to go look it up on Google.
Oh, I mean, I don't know what that is.
Exactly. And don't look at it. Just like RedTube. Don't look at that. Kids.
If you're gonna do fondue, get like a regular fondue set. Don't get this fountain thing because that would be a fondant.
But it's a fountain of chocolate. Anyway, to start us off, we have a topic that's a little dear to my heart. Send a personalized phone call from Optimus Prime or Starscream. Now, I actually tried using this the other day, and I'm not sure if it worked. But Gog.
Yes.
Did you get a phone call from Starscream?
Oh, no, actually I didn't. But I tried it on my roommate using Starscream, and it did work.
Oh.
So maybe it doesn't like the international boundaries or something.
Yeah, I tried using it because I was going to send you Starscream telling you a message from your husband, Christopher, that your lover, Seth, has joined the Autobots.
Well, that probably would have worked, seeing as all those players are in place, but no. I didn't receive the phone call.
Ah, well, there you go, guys. If you put in a Canadian phone number as your own, I'm guessing it gets angry. So I have to find one of the many U.S. phone numbers lying around my house to use instead. But it's a pretty cool thing. You can play around with it. You can even just listen to the things you make before you send them. Or, you know, if you're not going to send them, you can listen to them anyway. It's Peter Cullen and Charlie Adler. Neat thing. Drew, have you considered using this to send someone a phone message?
Well, I'm just impressed that they have the name Drew in there. Usually that's one of that they usually just go, "Hey, Andrew's fine," and they just move on.
Yeah,
I'm also trying to find like the weirdest name that's in there. Well, Colton? Is anyone named Colton that listens to this show? I don't think so.
There's a Seth in there. Like there I was already going like, "Am I going to find Seth?" Oh, hey, look, it's Seth. And then Charlie Adler was all like, "Seth." Like that's how he said it. Like he you can imagine he was all like, "What's this?" You know, I'm saying Sally. Samantha.
Oh,
Charles.
Interesting.
Seth! It's weird.
Yeah, my name's getting included in stuff more often now that Seth Green has flipped out in public.
well, Yeah, there's a Drew in there. I want to rip some clips out of that, actually, with all your names so I can use them myself. But they have this background music playing that I'm guessing is actually there to make it so I can't just sit there recording all the different words they say.
I do. I am somewhat amused, though, you'll use my phone number to prank call me, but when I call you to see if you want the very hard-to-find Nova figure that I find at Walmart, you don't return my phone call for 3 days.
Yeah, well, that's because I sometimes don't actually check my voicemail for weeks at a time.
Oh, you do that too? I never check it. I'll be like, oh, somebody called me. Ooh, message. Ah, I'll get to that.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, hey, someone called me. I better get back to them. And then, like, 2 days later, I'm like, oh, hey, someone called me. I got back. No, wait, I didn't. Or, well, no, with Gog, though, he messaged me on, like, on AIM or Twitter. You were like, you don't return my calls. And I was like, call? And I look, I'm like, oh.
When I have a voicemail, I get all excited and giddy, and I can't wait to listen to it. And
well, that's because you have an iPhone with visual voicemail.
I have a
crappy
phone. But
then I listen to it and go, yeah, I'm not calling that person back.
Gog, since my prank call to you didn't work, but you've used it on your roommate, how did you find the service?
It worked, and I was surprised because my roommate, of course, he was working and did not answer the phone call from the strange number in the middle of his customer service phone call that he was taking. But I will say that Starscream was nice enough to wait till the end of his voicemail to begin his message, so it did not get cut off whatsoever. Yeah, so it appears to be intelligent prank call.
Man, I hope this thing stays up for a while. I don't want it to go away.
The last one did for the 07 movie. I know they at least had an Optimus one, and that was up for several months. So,
this thing is so cool. I want to try to download the Flash. I want all those voice clips. I want all those clips of them saying people, like hundreds of people's names.
There was an Aqua Teen one a few years ago when the movie came out, and you could type in the person's name, and the character would say it. But if the character couldn't say it, it would just say, "Hey, guy." Is the name Guy in there?
I don't know. I haven't checked. I'm gonna pull that stuff up.
Just had it up. I walked out of it. Well, listeners, fill me in so I can talk about it.
All right, I'm here right now. Let's see. Friend.
This is Optimus Prime.
There's Alberto, Alejandra, and Alejandro in here.
If they have Guy, they better have Cody.
Guy is in here.
Hi, Guy.
Guy.
And awesome. Cody's in here. And Cheyenne.
Okay.
Give me another Spike?
One. Spike.
Spark plug?
Let's go take a look.
Wheelchair kid?
We got Spencer.
Wheelchair.
What's his name? I can't remember his name.
They have Macedonian Meat Princess?
I'll take a look right now. They got Mason.
And hey, that's my nephew's name.
You can prank call your nephew. Seth, would you use this to prank call your nephew, or what do you think of this whole service?
Well, considering he's like not even two and does not have a comprehension of English at this point, only random words. I'm sure he would not appreciate the technology that's involved.
You guys got the short end of the gene pool, huh?
The kid's like not even 2 years old.
Well, my family we were already in middle school by the time we were two.
Well,
guys, I'm 2 years
old
right now.
Sorry that we're not genetically superior like your amazing mutant family seems to be.
Can I say, while this website is open, recording this podcast sounds so very like the background music for this thing is just like setting me up, like something big is gonna go down.
It's pumping you up. You're getting ready.
Also, do you think Optimus Prime pronounces it Jesus or Jesus? Because, I mean, that's a question I've always wanted to know.
I don't know, man. It might be a call out to John Turturro's character from
the Jesus
Big Lebowski. Yeah, that would be awesome.
By the way, listeners, if you haven't or if you haven't seen Big Lebowski, you really ought to go see it.
Yeah, what's the matter?
Okay, I'm gonna find out right now what it is. All right, email blah blah at blah 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 .com. My email is blah, blah, at. And that's exclamation mark. Oh, God, I screwed this up. Optimus Prime's going to catch on to what I'm doing. All right.
Now, I haven't hardly investigated this thing at all? I'm assuming you have to pay for it.
Nope.
No. What kind of a business model are they running over?
It's advertised in the DVD. You're basically sending them a personalized advert.
Yeah, because then it goes like, go to buy the DVD at something.com.
Oh. Yeah, I'm probably not going to use it for anything.
Jesus. This is Optimus Prime calling with an urgent message from your Amiga, Jeremy. Decepticons are again mobilizing in your part of Alabama, and they are more organized than ever. They have even succeeded in recruiting humans to aid their destruction of Earth, including your amigo, Seth. In fact, the Decepticon Starscream may soon try to recruit you to fight with him. I urge you to resist, or your days of blogging will soon be at an end. I urge you to visit www.transformersmovie.com/protect to recruit your friends and family to join the Autobots and receive a call from me. Fate rarely calls on us at a moment of our choosing. The fate of Earth now rests in your hands.
Okay, he says Jesus.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Jesus, it's me, Optimus Prime.
His Amiga, Aaron.
From your Amiga.
If it did say Jesus, I would have used it.
I gotta rip that, actually.
Sent messages to all my atheist friends, and they would have loved it, but...
Do you believe in your gods now?
I'm Optimus Prime talking to you over the phone. What do you believe now?
Believe in you, Optimus Prime. All right, I'll put
damn
a clip of that
straight
in.
Flesh creature.
Flesh creature.
Is flesh creature in there? That should be a name.
No, I look.
Starscream would say it.
That's the name of my second son. What are you? Hey, flesh creature.
Hey, flesh where creature, half buzzard.
That's the name of my death metal band.
This is my first son, Flesh Creature, and my youngest son, Meatbag.
And Jesus.
And Meatbag, Flesh Creature, and Jesus, they're going to have the best elementary school lives ever. Anyway, go check that out. It's fun. Something else fun is our new pick picks, which we're going to do right now. So, GogDog, what picture would you like to pick out?
Wow, I'm actually going to get my first pick, which is new, brand new, super-duper masculine, androgynous pictures of Leader Starscream.
Ooh.
Which, yeah.
Androgynous?
I don't have any idea the relevance of those adjectives that were... just came out of my mouth, but it doesn't matter. But yeah, it is looking pretty cool. I'm really hoping that he doesn't have the curling hands. It's kind of hard to tell. He, you know, especially, I mean, it almost looks like, and it's hard to tell that if it's mold detailing or what, but it almost looks like he has double jointed fingers. Because at the very least, the fingers move up and down, but it almost looks like they have a middle knuckle. But it's hard to tell if that's just mold detailing or not, so... But if they went to that, I mean, I would really hope that they would put a wrist swivel in there. So it's kind of hard to tell. I mean, it's not going to break it for me, but it's kind of annoying if they didn't. But outside of that, I mean, this dude is looking cool. We didn't see any new pictures of the back of it, right? Mostly
no,
just the front.
Just the front, yeah.
Yeah,
that one.
Because at BotCon we saw a quick picture of the back, and he did have more of the proper boosters in the back like he has in the movie in robot mode.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping to get a closer look at those, but we really didn't. But
he's got a jaw.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's looking really good. As you know, I've said in the past, most of the movie stuff out and coming out really hasn't been doing anything for me lately, but this is one of the few that I'm really excited to get, and it's a must-have.
Stoked, stoked, stoked. Me too. I really want to see the featurette this is from as well, because it looks like they're all just sitting around a desk going like, yeah, it's our new toy. It's awesome. I'd want to watch that. Just a bunch of people with a gray proto just going like, look what we made. Drew.
Hey.
Have you got something you'd like to bring up? New picture.
Well, maybe come back to me. Come back to me after Seth. Because I'm looking for a picture I found on the old DeviantArt that I wanted to share with everybody, but I'm looking for it. So give me like a minute or two.
All right, search underway. Seth, it's your turn.
How's about we take a look at the first prototype images of Fan Project TFX-Defender?
Yes, I've been waiting for Defender. I always remember back when I watched the robot animated film, and Defender and the Commander and the Protector, they were standing side by side in City Town City. It was awesome.
Yeah, the vehicle modes are interesting. Helicopter is kind of weird looking, but not bad. The car mode, I like, but it definitely looks like some high tech future-y kind of a thing.
It's more armored too.
Yeah, I like them. Mm-hmm. But they're kind of weird looking. But I like their weirdness.
Yeah, I like it too. And I'm actually, is this thing still coming out? Because
yeah.
Hasbro doesn't like it. And I was kind of expecting them, Fans Project, to pull back on these original figures. And I don't know. I mean, unless this is just old work from the old one. Is this an actual proto?
Actual
or is this
prototype.
CG?
That's actual hand-sculpted prototype, and apparently on their site they said that's probably going to be out in February.
Yeah.
Well.
But I'm kind of thinking, the helicopter does seem a little more reminiscent of the original toy, but the car mode looks really different, at least to me. And I haven't really looked at pictures of Springer lately, so maybe I'm just working off old memories. But, I mean, I think it looks different enough. I mean, it looks like the head is going to be very clearly Springer, but if they did a different color scheme, I think it would be different enough to where it's not a direct ripoff.
Yeah, I think with the color scheme, when I saw the color scheme, the only thing that made me kind of go like, "Oh, guys, you shouldn't have," was the big yellow chest, because if you look at it, he's actually really primarily gray with a little bit of green and yellow here and there. It's just the big yellow chest in the middle, which kind of makes it go like, "It's Springer!" And, like, if that wasn't so yellow, I think it would have been a lot safer.
Yeah. I mean, it looks cool, though. I mean, hopefully it's not going to be ridiculously expensive, assuming that Hasbro doesn't throw up the barbed wire and keeps it from coming out. I am very interested.
That's why I'm hoping that that Fans Project is playing it careful enough. I remember at TFCon they had all these silhouettes, and one of the other silhouettes they had up was Broadside. And I was really hoping that Broadside would be the first one they show, because it's like there's been a Springer toy in a two pack recently, or quote unquote recently, but there's never been a Broadside toy ever since old Broadside, because you know,
old
no one cares about Broadside.
Loser Broadside, shout out.
Well, he cares about Broadside, but Broadside would have been safer, I think.
Yeah, if this thing ends up being like $100, it's going to be tough to justify. But I mean, I really hope that it's in what I would personally consider to be an affordable range.
Well, the train Optimus Prime is $80. And I'm thinking that that's probably the benchmark for those sort of things. That's what I was kind of assuming with some other people, is 80 is more likely. Because City Commander was only like 60 when it came out, and it had a lot of moving parts, it's just they happened to come apart. So I'm thinking 60 to 85-ish. Ballparking.
Yeah. I mean, if it's 60, 65, then that's... I'll easily do that. I mean, that's still a lot of money, but... Like, I could do that easy. 80, I'll probably hem and haw over it, but I'm guessing I would get it anyway. Just, it's really sweet.
Yeah.
Super sweet. Like candy.
New Fans Project stuff makes my fingers go squeezy squeeze in that kind of pervy mammary kind of way, but Drew.
Yo, dogs.
I think you found some links.
I did. I found the links I wanted to share with everyone. Not recently. I'll be honest with you. In May, this kind of whole thing went down. But there was a little not competition, little art, hey, let's all do this kind of thing, where a bunch of artists got together and said, let's recreate infamous, let's just recreate scenes in Transformers history using Transformers animated characters. And I have had a great time just going through, you know, one by one, clicking them all. And I've selected kind of a few here for you. But some of that stick out, you know, we'll have links up for everybody listening so you can go through, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, hell, I'll chapter this up a little bit if you want to bring up one at a time.
All right. Well, the first one is Return of Ultra Magnus by Firestorm 33 here. It's a homage to Dreamwave's Transformers Generation 1 Volume 2 Number 6 variant cover, where Ultra Magnus breaks out of his shell, will you? And it's really cool. As you guys can see, it's a white animated Optimus Prime that we never really saw coming out of his Ultra Magnus, quote unquote, armor, which was never initiated that was his armor. I thought that was really original, you know. And considering it's kind of a fairly, I don't know, random piece of art in Transformers history, I was digging it because I always liked that cover.
And it's neat because it's not from either of the movies too, so it has that extra touch of like unexpected as far as the subject matter goes.
Yeah.
I do kind of like Ultra Magnus's head, though, or the helmet with his face. He looks all kind of like, what's going on?
Ow.
the Dreamwave one kind of looked like that, too.
Well, yeah, it did. I always thought that was funny, because I always figured that they would have just, they'd pull the face out or have it, like, breaking apart as a mask, and it was like, the whole head was just kind of up there, like, huh?
Well, the Dreamwave one looked like it was floating away, because it was a big bubble. Nah.
So not only was it Puffy Prime, it was Puffy Magnus.
Oh, Puff City, Opta Puff, yes. Prime. The second one is Nobody Move. It's a homage to the 2007 movie where they all hide against the house. Now, some people hated that scene, some people liked it. I thought it was hilarious. And I like this one just because it's kind of funny to see all these animated bots kind of doing the thing they're doing in the movie.
It's unbelievably cute. This is like, the facial expressions make this like cooler than in the actual movie to me.
Now, this one's by Saishin Kibu. That's good. Make it a thing I can say out loud. All right.
Saishin Kibu.
Oh, very good. See, that's better. You're better at this than I am. The third one might be my favorite, Moonbase 2. It's almost a painting of animated. And
yeah, this is the one that made me say wow a few minutes ago.
this is by Angry is Angry really Asian, which might be a homage to
That's
Hungry
an
Hungry.
Awesome name.
But
this is like if you took animated designs and slightly realismed them up a little bit, like gave them just a little bit of angle, a little bit of tech detail, and made them kind of like not as cartoony.
Yeah, and some of these look so good they could have appeared in the show or as official production art, and you wouldn't have really been able to tell them as fan art versus the real deal.
Yeah, I like the ones that added that were going for the kind of like scene from a show, and even went the next mile of adding in a Cartoon Network logo in the corner. I thought that was really cool.
Oh, that's wicked. And I love how this is even like this is blocked and like with the same quote unquote camera angle
as the
movie scene.
And from a color standpoint, the Jazz's right boob there, the way that's colored in that this whole like it's kind of painted, it's kind of not. I mean, it's just that just looks fantastic. That's how every light should look when it reflects. I mean, that's perfect. The next one is Instruments of Destruction by Such a Rogue Nonsense by Dovianix. Now, I think this is the guy who like kind of ran this whole show of getting things together. This one I like because it's animated and it's violent. I like it. It's cool.
I like the brawn over in the corner. I didn't notice him until just now.
Is that who that's supposed to be?
Yeah, it's Braun.
I can never tell. That's awesome. And Dead Ratchet back there.
Dead Ratchet makes me sad. That's my only problem with this. Because, that's animated Ratchet. That's like, I want comeuppance for this scene. Like the Constructicons, like, I don't like him anymore. It's like, what are you doing? This Ratchet. You jerk.
We needed to whack him. That was my awful impression of them. And then the last one is definitely without a shadow of a doubt my favorite. You Better Stay Close to Me by Zugler 1113. It's one great. Everything in it is perfect. It looks like it's from an episode. It's got that
film grain kind of thing over it too.
Yeah, and it even has a fake Cartoon Network watermark on it too. So it looks like a screenshot right out of the show.
Oh, it's cool.
It's perfect. Yeah, Daniel
in. Oh, Daniel looks so sad and confused.
Why isn't he getting crushed at this point? But those are my pick picks of the week. My pick picks of the month since I've been gone. So.
Oh yeah, he's gone for two. He comes back in force with an entire art contest.
Sorry.
No, this is wicked. I love this stuff. That's cool. I gotta add these to my DeviantArt favorites later on.
Perhaps you should all visit drewiden.deviantart.com.
Am I watching you with my evangelist.deviantart.com?
I hope. Seth Buzzard is.
Because if I'm not, then I suck and I have to fix that.
What am I doing?
I don't
know. Watching drewiden.deviantart.com. That's the question.
Okay. I don't have a DeviantArt account, so I don't know.
You dropped the ball.
All right. The one I'm going to pick out, there's a lot of stuff I wanted to pick, but I'm going to pick something that's not quite as cool as it could have been, but more so for the discussions I've seen around it. The Kabaya Candy Box Toys, the three primes, Henkei, G1, and Star Saber. The Kabaya new things that came out, they've been found in Japan. Someone's bought them, has put pictures up of them. And they are candy toys, which means unless you apply the stickers or do a whole bunch of extra paint work yourself, they actually do look pretty horrible. But I really enjoy candy toys ever since a couple of Bandai ones. So I'm actually stoked to try to get a hold of these for really cheap because painting candy toys is really fun because usually they're a lot simpler than like friggin' Gundams. So for some reason, I find that more fun to try painting because I don't feel like I have to live up to the source material that I'm working with. But these look pretty cool.
Yeah, and TFW member Busta Jesse, he suggested in the thread earlier today that maybe we should do a review of the candy that comes with the candy toys, similar to the Boss Coffee review back from episode 11.
I would be so up for that.
So I may have to look into getting some of these. So
the problem with these is, isn't it like you can only get them by the case or by the box? And
that's fine. I mean, we could just send some to everybody.
I guess, yeah.
We could all. I mean, that's what me and Seth did for the Boss Coffee. We saved it until we were recording, so we could do the same thing. For all of us.
We could have
a team.
We could all get together and eat Japanese candy together. Be so fun, guys. But yeah, I think these look neat. I want to play with tiny model kit Classics Prime. Even if he sucks, I still want to play with him. And the little Star Saber looks very Robot Mastery, aside from, you know, having no paint applications. So that's my new pick. Now, some of you may be wondering, but guys, what about that thing that went up on the day you recorded? That huge picture dump of 2010 Revenge of the Fallen toys. Oh, foolish noob! We're going to cover that in its own topic. Ho-ho! So, there's been, from ToysRUsJapan.com,
naturally,
ToysRUs.co.jp, we've had an image dump of a buttload of deluxes and scouts. Well, not a buttload, but like 10, maybe. But still, actually, no, less than 10. 7, wow. Okay, this is getting less cool, but it really is cool. a couple scouts, a bunch of deluxes, and a Human Alliance toy. And these are, like, the photoshopped up really pretty images. So Lockdown still has his really hilarious shoulder placement. But aside from that, there's some pretty cool glimpses in here of what's to come. So I'm thinking, since there's seven of them, we could just cover each one. So let's all look at Sky Stalker. He's that little jet plane thing. Like the giant pair of wings with a cockpit, and he's got two little hatchets. I remember at BotCon they said that guy actually has an official Gerwalk mode, so he can grow legs out of the bottom of his vehicle mode. And he docks inside or on top of Mindwipe. So that's pretty neat. What do you guys think of Sky Stalker? Buzz?
So what is that a... He's going to be a scout if he mounts on Sky Stalker?
Yeah, that's right. Or on Mindwipe. Okay.
Yeah, I like the dual wield crazy axes. Dual wielding is always awesome.
Hell yeah!
And then they look like maybe those they could like be bomb axes or something. Like maybe when they hit those
axes.
Sort of cylinder shaped things on the blades, maybe they like bomb out like they got shotgun shells in them or something. I don't know.
His axes explode when he hits you with them.
Now I'm confused because, well, he has Decepticon logos, but doesn't it say Nest?
Oh, no, Nest is the name of all those toys because they're that, what is it called, Nest Search for Whatever thing?
Yeah, the first 07 line, we had the All-Spark battle or whatever, and this they're the second generation of movie toys is the Nest whatever.
I get it now.
Now I get it. You got it.
Yeah. Hey, Drew, what do you think of Sky Stalker?
Oh, I thought we were just doing one person talks. I think, can I just say this? His vehicle mode kind of looks like a pre-Earth G1 Bumblebee. A little bit. You paint it yellow, he's flying around. Oh, Wheeljack, yeah. What the hell? You know, right? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Get Dan Gilvezan in here. Gog, what do you think of the talker of the Skies?
I like him. I didn't really think too much of him when we saw him at BotCon, and then I think the SDCC pictures later on. But seeing him in high res, he looks a little better. I kind of like him. He has like a cargo pants looking thing. He looks like a little hip hop Decepticon. Like, yo, I'm here to save the day. But
cut your face.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, I get it.
But no, I really didn't think anything of this guy until these pictures, and I might have picked this guy up. He looks good. So I like I'm liking the basics from the movie line, I have to say.
Oh yeah.
I've skipped most of them, but there are some real gems, and I think this second generation of scouts from the movie line looks like it might up the ante a little bit. So
I've been going
for the price. They're a little easier to. It's a little easier to buy an iffy figure for a scout price than it is for anything else. So you know, I think I might grab this guy unless the final product really looks horrible and plain.
I've been going whole hawk, mold completist, up front and proactively on the scouts, because I honestly love them all. I have yet to be well and truly disappointed by a movie scout. And I've been disappointed by some of the other toys on various levels, but the scouts just feel like their own little contained toy line of cool, cheap Transformers. So breakdown, I almost pulled the trigger on Stolen Chinese. I stopped myself, but I almost did.
I think his docking with Mindwipe ups the desirability, because if you get Mind Wipe, then you gotta get Sky Stalker.
Of course, yeah. If we move along, we've got Lockdown, and I think we've actually all seen this Lockdown many, many times now. But like, so all I'm gonna say is he still looks cool. I like his face. Mm-hmm. So let's get a capsule from each of you, Drew.
Just what we were talking about earlier, animated but kind of souped up, real world. It's awesome.
Yeah. Seth?
Oh, green and black is my favorite color combo, so he's got that going on.
We have a love train going on. Gog? Are you going to be our caboose?
Yep. This is my second. The figure I'm looking forward to, second behind Bludgeon so far, still. Mm-hmm. Even since BotCon, hasn't changed.
That says something, because usually BotCon, there's a kind of, you know, it's sweet because we're here. But Bludgeon and Lockdown, similarly for me, they've held out as the two that I'm really like. I liked them because I was at BotCon and they look cool, and now I just like them because they look cool.
Okay, if you had to pick, though, you can only have one of those two. Which one are you getting?
It would be Lockdown.
We've seen Bludgeon in hand. PA has done some videos and pictures, and I'm satisfied with what PA saw. So I'd have to go with Bludgeon because I like what I've seen with Lockdown. It would be more of a gamble, but there's still nothing about Bludgeon even in hand picks and video that I've seen that doesn't make me want him bad.
Lance Hendrickson factor for me.
Is Lockdown, or yeah, is he a deluxe or a basic?
Deluxe.
Mm. I might have to go with Lockdown.
So he's going
to
be... He's basically the same dimensions as the animated one.
But souped up and awesome. By,
yeah.
Yeah, I say Bludgeon's awesome, but if I had to only get one, I'm picking Lockdown.
But I do love Bludgeon, you know? Just Bludgeon, you got to be voiced by someone cool, and then I'll like you more. I actually don't know who could voice Bludgeon. That would make me like him more than Lockdown, but...
But once he doesn't have an official voice, then his voice is the one that you give him.
No, when I'm playing with him on my desk.
The voice is you.
The power is yours.
Moving along, we've got our high-res images of Mind Wipe. Again, I think we actually had these already, but I'm not sure. But going from my end... I can see now the two holes on the top where I'm guessing Skystalker goes in. That's cool. I still love that, and it looks like they're part of his hands. You know, his blades, they're all cool and ninja style, but to me, he's forever going to be, like, in the DC comics, they got this guy called the Black Racer, and he's, like, the embodiment of death, and he skis with, like, death skis. And that's what I see when I look at Mind Wipe, is this dude with, like, doom skis. So I don't know, that gets me. I mean, there's lots of other cool stuff about him, but the way he holds his weapons amuses me. So that's why I really want him. Seth, let's go backwards up the list. Seth, what do you think of Mind Wipe?
Well, first, what did you say, the Black Racer?
Yeah, Black Racer, I think.
That sounds like a horrible character.
Apparently he's pretty cool now.
Okay, whatever.
if I got anything
wrong, a Black Racer is the least aggressive snake in the world.
If I got anything wrong, okay, DC Comics fans, I believe Flash fans, you can set me straight in the thread. But that's what I think I remember about the Black Racer. So.
Oh, of course he's a Flash enemy. I should have known. I should have known that right off the bat. Okay, anyway, back on topic. I'm not super into Mind Wipe. I mean, there's stuff to like about him. I hope that you can flip the blades up so he's not holding them like assassin style. It'd be nice to have that option. Because the one, like, the left-hand one looks more like a club than a knife. But I don't know. I'm going to be on the fence about Mind Wipe. It is probably going to be one of those things where when I see him on the shelf is when I decide whether or not I want to get it.
Yeah. Gog, what do you think of the Wiper?
The Wiper. Is that what he's holding in his hands? For hard-to-reach places?
That's right.
I think as of right now, I'm probably going to pass. Like, he looks all right. It's not enough to get me excited. That picture, though... It's probably just an angle, but he's really given me a Cybertron sideways vibe. Like the wings and stuff sticking up. Even though I know those are on his legs in the Cybertron version. But I don't know. I just look at him and I think noise maze or sideways.
Yeah.
But yeah, he looks neat. I'm far from going completion on this line. So I'm trying to be more selective with what I pick. And I don't think he's going to make the cut in the end.
We'll figure out something. We'll make him up a cool story. come up with a characterization for him, and I'll see if I can. I don't know. I like trying to force people to buy toys they don't want. It's just a hobby of mine.
Hey, I'm your target. I got a big, bullet target thing on my forehead. Take aim, and see what you can do. If you can pull off a miracle, you know, I'll give you
ultimate,
a shout out.
Ultimate
I just,
quest.
I just don't see it.
Ultimate quest. Okay. Supreme Devastator. That's my thing. I want to try to make everyone buy. I don't know how yet, but I'm gonna. All right, just saying right now. Drew, what do you think of Mr. Wiper Mind, Amos?
I'm a big fan of the ski, angry skier. I'm liking it.
Bloody ski poles. Next in the line, we've got the Deluxe Ratchet, and I believe this is our first look at him in color. And I think he looks cool. I just, you know, it's accurate to the movie, but I wish there was more color from the waist down, because he just looks like he's wearing a one piece to me, and there's something weird about that, but, as a mold, he looks solid. I just wish he had some more red or something on his legs, but I'm looking forward to messing with him, and I like that he's, as we've said before, accessory-wise, design-wise, he is paired up with Lockdown, and that gets me all excited. So I want to get a hold of that dude. If anything, to go with my inevitable Lockdown. Gog, what do you think of Ratchy, the Ratcheter of Ratchaton?
I think it looks better than the Voyager. I like the Voyager. The Voyager was one of those movie toys that was rare because it had, you know, the realistic look in vehicle mode, and I think it captured the robot mode pretty well, but it was a pretty simple figure.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, I sold mine a couple months ago. I just didn't really care. Maybe if the Deluxe had been out earlier, I would have grabbed it and liked it, but I don't know. I mean, Ratchet, you know, I mean, what is he? He hasn't really done anything. I mean, he showed up in the second movie a little bit, and
he's the one who summons Jolt. That's like his superpower. He can summon Jolt.
But I think that is dumb.
He's like, Jolt! So bring them all back to life. And Jolt's like, only for you, Ratchet. And then he resurrects them all.
But no, I think it looks great. I think if you're a Ratchet fan, you know, it's definitely worth a pickup. It just, like I said, I'm trying to be more selective about it. And the criteria for me getting excited, while it doesn't have tangible, you know, criteria in a list or anything like that, but it's I don't know. I just don't see myself having any real reason to buy yet another Ratchet. You know, we had the first one come out in like four different versions. I think three or four like regular versions and a couple exclusive ones, and it was like a Best Buy exclusive, and it's just like, here we are again, and you know, it's the same. I mean, it's a different mold, same vehicle, same character. It's just, I don't know.
Thinner legs.
I don't really have much of a reason to pick him up for a second time.
Mm. All right. We've got, actually, oddly enough, segueing as far as ones that I'm, you know, that you might want to skip out on. The one that I'm actually might, you know, thinking of not jumping on the boat immediately would be Brawn. I don't know. Except I just realized something. I only asked Gog about Ratchet, didn't I?
Yeah,
I'm not mad.
I totally forgot who I was talking to.
Speaking of skipping out,
at least I caught myself before it happened. All right, rewinding.
Man, well, we all know who Vangelis's favorite is on the show.
That's right, Vangelis. Because I call him myself next. No. All right, I'm gonna get back on track. I'm on a curry high. Don't mind me. Hey, Drew, what do you think of thinner Ratchet? Who's not Brawn?
I like it. I like smaller figures. Not smaller figures, but I like different size classes of figures. I think it goes back to like having like Bumblebee and then Action Master Bumblebee and like Pretender Bumblebee. Having options was a big thing for me as a kid because we didn't have options back in the 80s, kids. We didn't have fast action battlers run about and run amok. Okay, tell you that much.
We just had run about and run amok. We survived.
Barely.
Not happily.
Where's leader class runabout?
Next Hasbro Q&A, man. I sent it in, but they never reply. Seth, what do you think about Ratchet and not Braun, but Ratchet?
Well, I have a first movie Ratchet that's still in the box, never been opened, kind of on the bottom of a pile of stuff. So another Ratchet is an easy pass. But, and maybe it's the angle of the picture, but his vehicle mode looks kind of cartoonish.
It actually, at BotCon, didn't they say that his vehicle mode ended up kind of squished?
Yeah, it looks squished with, like, his fingers hanging out the bottom, and I don't know, the easy pass.
So he can pick up change.
I'm not interested. That's just me, though. Like, if you're looking forward to it, then good on you, mate, or whatever.
All right, so you're cool with people who are into smaller Ratchet. You're not going to rush him on the street.
I'm not going to, like, judge you on your personal lifestyle.
You like small Ratchet? Or not. Son of a bitch! I'll kill you!
Could happen. I don't know. Anyway, now that we're back on the weird tangent my brain went on before I remembered to ask other people about Ratchet, let's talk about Braun. He's a deluxe. He came out of nowhere. His design is cool. He looks like a burly robot with capris. He's got two pistols. He's got a brawn-colored head. His vehicle mode is pretty nondescript. And, you know, I think he looks like a lot of fun, but I'm completely not excited about him. For some reason, he's one of those ones kind of like the, what is it, Dropkick? The pickup truck Decepticon Deluxe from the first movie line. It's a cool toy. It's just that, like, I have no desire to own it until I see it in a store, and then I'm like, well, I should buy that, because it's a Transformer. And then, you know, I kind of enjoy him, but... Yeah, that cartoon show from the 80s. But Braun just doesn't really excite me that much. I don't know. Let's ask you guys.
We're talking about the goldish one, right? Not the blue one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the one with the goldish one with the gray head. And the
gun on the roof.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the blue one has a gun on the roof, too. The one with one gun on the roof. The blue one has two.
The one whose vehicle mode looks like Ironhide from a distance.
Okay.
Seth, what do you think of Braun?
I think he's kind of cool. I think there's a good possibility of picking him up, even though he has those, like, capri pants legs that are a little weird. But... I like the character Braun. He was one of my favorite original G1 1980s cartoon characters, and was one of the first Transformers I got was a little Braun. Mm-hmm. So I dig it. I will probably get it, but I'm not making any guarantees.
Wicked. Drew, what do you think of new Braun?
It's kind of cool, actually. I never had any version of Braun ever, so that one I never got. it's really cool. I wish he had a face, though. I wish he had a cartoon accurate face. I'm really pushing for Action Masters to come back with their cartoon.
Yeah, but I think in the movie line, this is a pretty good.
This is as good as we're getting.
Yeah,
I wish he had more of the Braun hairdo dome. You know how Braun always had that weird kind of like, it looks like long hair kind of thing?
And how like a bunch of the truck hood was sticking up over the back of his head.
Yeah,
that's part of the characterization of Braun that I think of all the time. So
and how his spark was in his right shoulder. What a silly...
Like, where's the spark chamber on this guy? It looks like it's in his chest. That's not the Braun from my childhood.
That's not the Braun I know. That's not the America I know, Hasbro.
Why are you standing in the way of proper America, Hasbro? Seriously.
Yeah, why does Braun have two little pistols when he should just be punching dudes with his fists?
Those pistols, those should just transform into bigger fists.
Braun should have a rocket punch.
That's right.
Yeah.
Half of his vehicle mode.
Fist action.
He should just turn into a giant knuckle. Gog. What do you think of Braun?
I'm surprised to hear that you don't like him, because I think of all these figures on here, at least on this list that we have, he's the second coolest one to Lockdown. I really like this version of Braun, and I don't see any reason why I'm not going to pick him up. I think his truck mode it's kind of generic, but it's clean. I mean, it's clean. We don't really see any kibble, at least from this angle. It's passable. I mean, it looks fine. I could care less. But I think that robot mode is slick. I really like it. It looks very much like a, you know, modern mecha design. And like Drew said, you know, he would have had a face. But I think as far as the movie line goes, his head is really sleek looking, and it really separates him from a lot of these other movie figures. Yeah. But I really am liking this figure. It's a shame that we won't get one that looks like this, because this is hand painted or whatever, photoshopped, whatever, however they do it. But hand, I mean, either way, I like this design a lot, and yeah, I'm planning on grabbing this.
I think you kind of worded it for me there, because you know he looks like a cool modern mech. It's just that for me, I always equate Braun to more animated style things of just being this almost doofy short guy with a big head.
So, yeah, like, and it's a cool homage, but I don't see this as G1 Braun. I mean,
yeah, well,
it's a cool design, and I like the looks of it. And that's I'm gonna pick it up for that reason.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is like I'm really sure that when I do get him, he'll be cool. It's just I'm not like as like bone driven hyped for him as I am some of the other ones.
There we go. Vangelis backing down from his opinion again, just like
you.
I'm repeating myself. That's not backing down. It's clarification.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but like as Gog said, we don't see much kibble from that angle, but the whole left side of the truck is just robot hanging out.
Yeah, exactly. I've been privy to a private preview, and that's all. It's their guns and hands and that entire robot mode is just taped to the side of that truck. That truck's an accessory.
He's the Chuck Norris of Transformers.
It's just a shell. You just take you just take half of a truck off and then transform it.
Speaking of homages, the next one up, I believe, was a Scout. He's the little blue guy. He's scattershot, and he is very much an homage to a Cybertron toy of all things. I believe that the Galaxy Force version of him was called Baku Paku, or Backpack, which is kind of an unfortunate name because, like, I mean, it's not a bad name, but who wants to be called Backpack? This makes you sound like you get used. Hey guys,
and Long Haul thought he had it hard.
Yeah, no, this guy's called Backpack. It's like, oh hey, let's all go. Let's get a big cool team together. Oh, we need one more. Oh, go get Backpack.
I'm still not seeing
my backpack. No, the dude Backpack.
Who called him Backpack? I don't know.
We have a dude named Backpack.
Backpack's like, I'm standing right here, guys. That said,
he carries everybody else's stuff. That's his job.
Well, this one's got the hunch. This one's got the brawn paunch behind his head going on.
That's what I was just thinking.
And this guy, he's a pretty cool little homage. He's got the two big guns, although they're not on his backpack. Oh, this time they're handheld. But I think he looks cool, especially if he is a scout. I'm really sure he's a scout, but now I can't remember. But if he is a scout,
kind of looks like one.
Yeah, he's totally continuing that nice little tradition for Revenge of the Fallen of the scouts looking like characterful little toys that are pretty inexpensive. So I'm way into this guy because I'm into all the scouts. Drew, what do you think of Scattershot, aka Baku Paku?
Well, here's what I'm going to say on this. Notice like the attention given to the scouts lately. I'm thinking it's a little idea that, hey, let's push this smaller line, much like the new Marvel characters, 3 3/4 inch.
Oh yeah,
3 3/4 inch Transformers, baby. That's the wave of the future. Is smaller toys. That's why I'm thinking that smart business plan Hasbro. Let's move towards smaller Transformers. Let's push these out. They're gonna look cool. They're gonna have all the things that a $12 toy will have. But in these tough times, people don't want to spend $12. Boom.
I want to spend $10.
It's been simply.
I wish.
That's me. That's just what I think.
All right, Gog. What do you think of Scattershot?
No, I do agree with what Drew just said. I mean, I didn't think of it like that, but it does make sense. I mean, Hasbro, you know, they've known the economy has been in the crapper for a while now, so they've had plenty of time to prepare for a wave of a barrage of smaller figures. So I think that makes sense. But I'm not getting him. He looks all right. His robot mode is okay. I don't like his vehicle mode all that much. He looks like Ironhide trying to imitate Sentinel Prime, except for the shovel part is like way too out in front. Well, like, no, what is up there?
That's for ramming things. That's for driving.
Yeah,
into
but
doors.
It's just like, I don't know. It's sticking out way too far and too low.
Well, it's okay.
I'm not gonna get it. I agree. The quality of the overall scouts is much better than what we've gotten in past lines. I mean, there's no question about it. But I just with the other figures coming out, I don't have any interest in this guy all that much.
And for example, see the original backpack. That was a clunker.
He could squat, and that was it. I think his cyber key power was, what was it? It made his guns drop down.
Didn't give him leg articulation, I'll tell you that much.
Backpack, his big goggles.
Is that the guy with all the flip out missiles?
That was when he got upgraded.
Okay, yeah, I have the upgraded version of Scattershot. That's the one they redid into, wasn't Springer,
Flak,
was Roadbuster?
They redid him into Springer. Flak. They did. Yeah. Oh, that's Hotshot.
There were two. There were two, like Overload, and there was another one that
Dropshot.
Did Universe. Dropshot. No, yeah.
But I mean, in the Universe line, it was a Target exclusive, I think.
No, you're thinking of the Hotshot.
Oh, there's a Botcon exclusive. Is that what you're talking about? The Springer Botcon exclusive.
There's also a Botcon exclusive of the upgraded backpack guy. Yeah. Okay. He was in this year's Flak was his name. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. But that's an amazing version of that character. But
yeah, we're talking
tangent
about
over
the little blue scout class one that sucked. I have
take
him.
That toy from 3 years ago. Got him.
He's on my shelf.
Kick him down. TFW style. And don't tell your mama.
And bringing up the caboose of the new product images, we've got our most high-res look. Did I screw up again?
Yep.
I screwed up again. Sorry, I got pulled off on the tangent. Seth, before we go to the caboose, as we're leaving the dining car, what do you think of the guy who shoots the scat, or...
Yep. Yeah, good. Like it.
He flings his poo like a monkey?
No, he scators.
Scat is a synonym for dookie.
That's true.
We all know that. Anyway, I'm on the fences about him. With like the Photoshop, like better than Ezra, it's never gonna look this good in real life. Kind of. Color scheme and paint job I'm gonna have to wait on this guy to see actual pictures of it to see how he looks in reality, but there's stuff that I kind of like about him. There's stuff that I do like about him. There's stuff about him that I kind of meh about, so I'm just gonna have to wait and see what he is really gonna look like. Okay, you can move on to the caboose now.
All right, now as we entered the caboose, we got our high-res look at Human Alliance, Barricade, and Frenzy. I'm hyped for it, but... Oh, I just received word. Since I kept forgetting about other people, I have officially been kicked out of talking about Barricade. So, Gog.
Well, good.
that was kind of weird.
Sorry, that was the producer.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. I'm disappointed. And it may just be because I think Human Alliance Bumblebee might have set the standard way too high. I mean, I think the Skids looks good, but outside of that, I don't think the Human Alliance figures have met what Bumblebee did in the very first one. I don't think this looks, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to disagree with me, but I don't really think this looks a whole lot better than the Deluxe. I mean, minus the blade wheel thing looks kind of neat. A big piece of kibble swivels out and Frenzy sits on it. I don't really like that all that much. It could have probably been implemented a little better. And I'm sure it's just the angle, but our left, his right arm, I'm just not seeing where, you know, what position that's supposed to be in. It looks kind of stumpy, but I'm sure it's just the angle. He must have his elbow bent, and the bend is hidden behind something there.
Well, but, I'm inclined to disagree about crap gag order.
No, that's fine. No, that's fine. I'm sure people will. I think the head on this one looks a lot better than the deluxe. But other than that, his waist is really skinny. His legs are skinny. His torso is just kind of blocky. I don't think it emulates the movie CG render very well at all. I dig his left arm. I think his left arm is cool. That's probably the only part on him that I'm really liking. I just think it's disappointing because I don't think it's a big enough upgrade from the deluxe. Is I think where I'm coming from. And when I thought of Human Alliance Barricade, you know, I was thinking like Human Alliance Bumblebee. I mean, that's that is the definitive version of the Bumblebee figure or a character. And with Barricade, I just don't think he has anywhere near the cool factor that Bumblebee does. It's not a big enough change from the deluxe, in my opinion.
All right, from one of our original biggest proponents of Human Alliance Bumblebee, Drew Adden. What do you think of the Barricade that would match up to that Bumblebee?
I'm sorry, I'll be honest with you. It looks like a big old jumbo mess of black plastic and such. I'm not digging it. I'll be honest with you. I'm not digging it. I am the biggest proponent of Human Alliance. That said, I have only been able to spot Sideswipe in theaters, in stores, since last we spoke. And I haven't got a chance to pick him up, so right now I'm still stuck with that whole Bumblebee. Was really cool. I mean, I don't know. I just don't think it looks awesome. It would be a easy pass. But if I get right back into collecting Human Alliance, like I thought I was going to, boom, the thing is on my shelf. Collecting dust. And dollars!
Because he's the police. Seth, what do you think of Barricade and Little Frenzy?
I want to love it. I want to bad. And I'm hoping better pictures will kind of fix things. But like as Gog touched on, his chest does seem too big and square. The wheel knife arm thing is rad. The huge squareness of his chest does make his hips look awfully narrow. And I really don't know what's going on with that right arm. He looks like he's got just some little underdeveloped flamidomide baby stumpy arm, like some kind of birth defect going on there. But hopefully other angles and other pictures will give more hope, but I mean, I want it because I love, like, in the first movie, I thought Barricade kind of stole the show in a lot of ways, and I became a big fan of Barricade. I thought that was a great character and just looked cool, and so I want to see them do right by my boy Barricade, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, and just a little bit too. Like I agree with Seth. I want to love this figure. When a Human Alliance Barricade was announced, I was like, "That is great. 1/24th scale, you know, saline police car. It's going to look awesome." And I'm sure the vehicle mode. We don't even really see the front. We just see side view with the door open and Frenzy sitting in the seat. You know. So, and I don't have any doubt that the vehicle mode is going to be awesome. But unless I see better robot mode pictures, it's a disappointment. It's not like I'm hating on the figure. I don't want to hate on it. It's just I don't like what I see so far. But I hope they change my mind. I was expecting from day one to pick this up, but as it stands right now, it's going to have to earn that.
Oh, someone else is coming in and clarifying their opinion after the fact.
Oh, the difference between when I clarify and you clarify is I don't do 180s.
All right, where was my 180? I did like a 2. That was like a 2 degree. That was like getting out of the way of a pothole. I have now been cleared by the producer.
265.
I did a 362.
I did a donut.
I've been cleared by the producer to share my opinions. Seth voiced them quite well. I really want to love this, and I've already come up with excuses for it, because I'm looking at the picture, and I'm like, well, that deformed weapons platform thing that he forms for Frenzy, it looks like it caused his arm to shrink because his upper arm becomes that thing Frenzy's sitting in, maybe. So maybe when he's not in weapon platform arm mode, then he has a normal arm, so maybe that's it. I'm looking at his big boxy chest, and I'm like, well, maybe those front bumper pieces can swivel up like Human Alliance Bumblebee's sort of chest nipple swivel, so maybe that'll make that a little more crushed looking. So maybe, I like his shoulders. I think if there's one improvement he has over the Deluxe is that he has full shoulder movement, so that's already, like, that's a plus. That's not a $50 plus, but it's a plus. But yeah, I want him to be cooler than he looks, so I'm hoping that...
And the problem with this picture is this is probably all but going to be Hasbro's official production art that we're going to see for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, so we're
the only other pictures we're going to see are in-hand pictures from other people.
Yeah.
Because as far as Hasbro goes, this is going to be the only picture we ever see of this guy.
And it's like Deluxe Lockdown. It's like, I know that that cannot be what his shoulder looks like, but we're not going to know until someone has it. So I'm in the waiting game now.
When do you think the time comes that Hasbro says, we're going to do video reviews of our own toys?
I'd be surprised if they do, because, like, even Mattel doesn't do that, and I always figured Mattel would be the first one to do that kind of thing. I mean, I don't mean to bash on Mattel, it's just that they kind of suck sometimes. And they, as far as I know, just provide sample toys to reviewers instead. So I'd be surprised if Hasbro did an in-house video reviewer. I wouldn't be surprised if they started doing the thing that Mattel does and sending early product out to reviewers, but...
Oh, you wouldn't be surprised, a.k.a. Hey, Vangelis' house is located at 1714 Vangelis Street.
And by the way, guys, my inbox is open, so do it. But no, I don't think they would do the in-house review thing. Maybe they would do, like, video demos of the toys in hand.
Yeah, that's what
I mean, you can't review a figure if you're Hasbro. Like, yeah. We're Hasbro reviewing a Hasbro product. It would be more of like a video showcase.
You can quote-unquote review a figure if you're Hasbro. It's just it's very likely going to be a pretty positive review.
Buy this now!
that'd be awesome if they tried to pull that off and... It was just, like, super obvious. And
it's not going to be like Transformers.com. Like, all right, we got Human Alliance Barricade. He sucks. All right, next toy.
Is that
That would be like Nintendo Power reviewing the next Zelda game. You know, is it going to get anything but 10s? No, it won't.
But that does take us through the 2010 leaks, and that takes us into an intermission, and we will be back with what we got this week. And I'm going to play an intermission. Does anyone have to take a bathroom break? We're back with what we got this week. Drew.
Hey.
Drew to the Iden. What did you get this week or the week before or the week before?
Well, I think today, it might just turn out at a restaurant, close to my home, might have just named a hoagie, a sub, if you will, after me, because I walked into their store today for a full day at work. I was on my way to the gym. I said, you know what? I need at least half this hoagie because I'm craving it, you know, whatever. The hoagie is, and it's called the Bobby in the Philadelphia region. So for those listeners from there, it's turkey, cranberry sauce, a little bit of mayo. But the kicker is there's stuffing in there, like stuffing you have at Thanksgiving.
Oh,
so, yeah, it's a great sandwich. It's a great hoagie. But I can't get anywhere around here. I had it all the time when I was living down near Philadelphia. So I walked into this one place and I read online that they had it. What I read is that they had a turkey and cranberry mayo kind of thing, and I was completely. They didn't put any stuffing on it. So I walked in and I explained to them what I wanted. And they said, "Wait, wait, wait! Explain that to us exactly how you just said it, because that sounds awesome." And then so I walk into this place, and basically 2 minutes later, they're like, "Well, we might just name this after you at this point." So I told them that, you know, they call it the Bobby in Philadelphia. They also called it the Gobbler at different other places. But you could also call it the Andrew Iden. I have no problem with that. And they asked for my name on the way out. So I think it is possible. There's an option for the cold one. It's cold. Now they have, this place makes fresh stuffing and oven roasted turkey, like full turkeys every day. So this is like the perfect place to do this. And you could do it cold or you could do it hot with gravy. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe there's the Drew Iden and then there's like the sequel, you know, with the gravy. But so I'm going to go back in a week and see if I walk in and order the Andrew Iden, maybe.
Yeah, I've never even heard of a sandwich like that. That's full on Thanksgiving though. You got turkey, you got cranberry sauce, you got stuffing,
and screw Bobby,
got a little
man.
Bit of gravy if you want one. Yeah.
Bobby, Robert can go walk off a pier because that is the Drew Iden. That is the Drew Iden or the Andrew Iden with gravy.
Oh, it's good. It is fantastic.
I mean, all respect to Philly, you know, but I'm sorry, but Bobby is old news.
Well, how it is. And the Andrew Iden hoagie proudly supports WTF at TFW.
Man, we got a real sponsor.
Finally.
Okay, well, that actually, I think, trumps anything I got, so I'm going to go last. Gog, did you get a hoagie named after you?
Sadly, no. Nothing, so...
Get out!
Epic. GTFO, Gog, Gog! No, all I got Transformer-wise was found an activator Soundwave.
Yay!
So, yeah, he's neat. Yeah, I mean, he's one of the better activators, for sure. He does some things even a little bit better than Deluxe, mainly the... I don't have him in front of me. I'm just going off memory. But the shoulder speakers aren't, you know, he doesn't have tires imitating his shoulder speakers.
Got real ones. So,
I don't think it's a better figure than the Deluxe, but it's still, I mean, it's an activator and it's cool and it's Soundwave. So he's a lot easier to find than Cliffjumper because I've already seen him like 5 times at retail now. Cliffjumper never saw. If it wasn't for Optimus Scourge, I never would have gotten him. So
I got a Soundwave on the way from a trade I did with Zipdisc. So I'm looking forward to that.
So, yeah, I mean, that's really it as far as Transformers go. But I did get some other figures that I think are worth mentioning on the action figure front. HLJ had a sale. I think they might even still have these on sale now. I mean, I don't know if they'll still be on sale by the time this comes out.
Their sales are mysterious and stock-driven.
Yeah. So, there is a Japanese toy company called Yamato. They are famous for their Macross figures, or infamous, depending on your experience with them. I, for one, tend to like their figures. I just usually wait for the second wave so that all the bugs come out. But as far as transforming robots go, once they perfect their design, they're some of the best in the world, and they're worth every expensive, piece of yen that you can throw at them. But they did a series of Macross non-transforming action figures called GNU Dao or GNU Do, however you pronounce it.
That's just how
I
have one of
there
those.
You go. Yeah. So, they were on, normally these figures go for after exchange rates about $30-$35 US. For that price, they are absolutely not worth it for just a little 6-inch action figure. But luckily I got them on sale for $10 each. Whee! And for that price, and along with their another thing HLJ was doing a couple weeks ago was free EMS shipping for any order. It was like a 2-week deal. So I got these, which would normally be about $35 each plus shipping. I got them for $10 each and free shipping. So it was one of the best deals I got in a while. So they're cool. If you're a Macross fan, especially Macross Plus, which is one of my favorite, not only Macross shows, but anime in general, they're really cool. I got a YF-19, a YF-21, and a VF-11B Thunderbolt. And they are cool little action figures for $10. They're worth every penny at that price. And if you are a Macross fan, you should get them. But unless you're a hardcore fan... I really couldn't justify the full price on them.
Cool. Seth, do you like hot oriental noodle?
Mm-hmm. Name good. Good eatings.
What did you get this week?
Oh.
Outside of the noodle. I mean, that was my segue. Good noodle.
As far as toy collecting goes, I got two things this week. I got Jack and Squat.
Woo!
There ain't nothing that's out and in my area that I'm looking for. It's a total bummer. I did notice that both Kmart and Target, they have cut prices on Joes, but they just have pegs and pegs and pegs of like wave one and two. So I think that that price cut is just a get this crap out of here price reduction, and that the prices will bounce back up when they get some new stock in, so that's going to be a bummer. So, yeah, just not finding any Transformers that I'm interested in right now. It's kind of a letdown, but did get a new video game.
Ooh, you play video games?
Yeah, like a lot.
Uh-oh, we might have more listeners click fast forward.
Well, too damn bad no,
they,
for them.
They have to keep listening because I haven't said what I got yet. So
yeah, suckers. No, but I got Brutal Legend. And this is all I'm going to say about Brutal Legend. If you're a video game guy and you're not sure if you want to play Brutal Legend or not, how much do you like heavy metal? Like, and that art style, like that super crazy dragons and warrior axes and that whole metal vibe. If you're into it, if you have a fondness for that, then you're going to like Brutal Legend, because the gameplay is not that great. Like, the combat is kind of generic, and the RTS stuff that it does is a little wonky, but if you enjoy that metalness, you will find enjoyment in this game. And it's legitimately funny. It is a funny game, so you'll enjoy it on that regard. That's all I'm going to say. I'm done.
I'll check that out. I, on the other hand, Jack and Squat has finally left my town, at least for a week. Last week, after the podcast, I went out to Walmart, saw a whole bunch of Devastators, and said, "Screw you, Devastator!" Because he was $100. And it's still cheaper than what you guys in the States have to pay, I think. But still, screw you, Devastator. And there was nothing new at Walmart. On a whim, on the way home, I went in Toys R Us. I was talking to my brother on the phone. And the phone call got funny because I suddenly got really excited because, oh my god, I found new toys! Locally!
What?
So, at Toys R Us, Deluxes cost $16 plus BC tax, PST and GST. So I bought four Deluxes. I was only going to buy two. And I picked up Blazemaster and the Ice Cream Twins. And I thought, oh, there's two Jolts. Maybe I'll leave one. And I was like, oh, but I like Jolt. I'm going to take Jolt. And I was like, well, there's only one Dead End left and one Jolt left, and that's it. I should take Dead End because, you know, I shouldn't leave them behind. So I bought four of them. And after taxes, it was $71. And I felt violated. But,
man, $70
for four Deluxes. You know, and I have paid crazy stolen Chinese prices. I still felt violated because this was in my own hometown, damn it. But I went home and I still feel happy about it because these four are going to keep me sated for however many years it is till I see more new toys. Blazemaster, okay, here's the thing. Everyone told me that I would hate all three of these and love one of them, but the one that I would love altered from person to person. And you were all right and all wrong, because I love all four of them. Blazemaster is a screwed-up, insane little toy, but he's cool. And if he didn't have the useless propeller spin gimmick, I think he would have been cooler. And his propeller spin gimmick is so broken that when I use it, if I use it for more than 10 seconds, bloop, there goes his propeller. It actually flies off the peg. So it's the most useless propeller spin gimmick I've ever seen. But he's a cool, unique little design. It's just a shame that his propellers overall don't work. Thanks to some guy called Gog Dog in the feedback thread, I found a really neat way to put them in his backpack, kind of blackout style. So I've been doing that because the instructions are like, you can put them on his arms. It's like, you can put them on his arms, and one of them will flop around like he's got a broken ligament. But he's neat, he's quirky, nothing really locks in place, yet it all seems to work somehow, so I like him. Dead End!
There is, well, with the backpack, you can, there are little subtle tabs that will lock everything in tight, like you couldn't move it
those.
With finger strength.
I found those, okay. It's more like the chest balls and things that kind of like...
Okay, yeah, really yeah, wiggle. But the backpack, it's, everyone in the thread complained that it doesn't lock in, that backpack locks in tighter yeah. than most figures, actually.
It's hard.
It's not obvious how to do it.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's there. It's just, it's tricky to get those tabs in. But, Dead End, he is barricade with, or not barricade, he's sideways with a really insane head and way cooler colors, and I kind of like him. I transform him a bit different. All the stuff that sticks up on sideways, I just leave down, and with his square head, it works. So I kind of like him.
I actually like that head. I saw him on the shelf yesterday when I went to Target, and I was tempted to pick him up, but then temptation faded. But I thought that head was cool.
It is. And if you leave all the pointy insectoid stuff just down and blocky and locked in place in vehicle mode style, he looks cool in robot mode. So I'm happy with him, and I was worried that he was going to be the one where I was like, why did I buy this? Jolt, like Blazemaster, this is the one where one person told me I'd like it and everyone else said I hate it, and I like Jolt. In fact, I ludicrously like Jolt. I don't know why, but I've had no problems with Jolt outside of his really stupid triangular pyramid behind his head that makes his neck useless. But I really liked how I have two completely different robot modes. Like, if I leave all the panels hanging down in the back and leave his shoulder window tabs down and leave his whips, like, locked in his arms, that's like peace mode Jolt. And then when you make him angry, the panels rise up to become the big prong spires sticking out of his back. His whips come out and his little shoulder pads raise up, and that's anger Jolt. That's destroy Jolt. So Jolt is cool. And Jolt is neat because his transformation's all crazy and movie, but when you start turning him back into vehicle mode, you're like, oh, it's going to take forever. Oh, wait, it's done? So he's neat. I like Jolt a lot, and I actually am going to go so far as to say that I think a lot of people are too harsh on Jolt, so I said it. Finally, the Ice Cream Twins are awesome. I went in super skeptical because it was one of those cases where I really loved them for being an ice cream truck, and that was the only reason why I wanted them. And the front half...
That's the only reason you need.
What are you saying?
I said it's the only reason you need.
I know, but the front half, Skids, that is a tight, awesome little guy. And if you make sure you have the pointy parts of his feet as the heels, then he stands really well. It's just a shame that his hood automorph is like on a friggin' hair trigger. The mud flap back part, once I figured out how to balance everything and that his legs generally have to be kind of like conked a little forward on the knees, it worked out too. I've had them in various poses. I've had them doing a double rider kick. I've been having inordinate amounts of fun. The only problem is one of the two pegs that holds them together in vehicle mode, the clear blue pegs, is way the hell too tight and is already has a huge stress mark and looks like it's going to snap off someday. But luckily there's like 15 different points holding them together. So if it breaks off, it's no big loss. The only problem is I want to shoot a video review for this guy before I put the Repro labels on him, which means I have to kind of put up with him looking a little plain. I wish he had all those goofy decals on him, but he's still cool. So, $70 overspent, yes. Did I feel dirty? Yes. But did I feel satisfied? Oh, yes. So that's me finally getting something this week. So patting myself on the back. Good job, Vangelis. Thank you, Vangelis. Come here, let me give you a kiss. Mwah! Thank you, sir. Oh, hey, there's other people in here. We should continue on to our listener question. What do you guys think?
Okay.
Well, it'll be the longest one. It's going to be the longest podcast ever.
Oh, it's not going to be as long as Revenge of the Fallen discussion.
Yeah, our last episode was pretty long.
Yeah. And don't worry about it. We've got a listener question from someone from another podcast. It's GMFan101. And he asks a really thought-provoking question, and this is what it is.
Hey, WTF at TFW, GMFan101 of Cybertron.ca, TFCon, Canadian Slag, TFW 2005, all that jazz, with a question from the Great White North of Canada. The cool part, Toronto, not that weird Victoria, British Columbia part with all those freaks. Oh, laughter. Anyways, as someone who's hung out with many of you at conventions and observed your ways at work, I was just wondering, how do you guys manage to score with all the fangirls? I know. You guys are good looking and all, but there must be more. I mean, we all know about the legendary amount of tails Seth gets because of that sexy voice, and GogDog's renowned and potent caveman style. But I just want to know, crew, what is your secret?
So GMFan101 wants to know how we score with so many chicks being master surfer dude podcaster type. So I'm going to let Gog go first because he and GMFan101 both sent this question to me. Within minutes,
I told him to send it, and then I didn't have faith that he would actually do it, so I did it right 2 minutes after I told him to do it. But, man, this is a really, really difficult question. So he admits that we've met at a convention. He named some of my more nefarious moments, and he wants to know how I do it. Basically, all I did was I was very lucky at BotCon, scoring so much as I did. And I blame all of my success on the fact that Drew Iden didn't show up, because all I did was do my best impression of Drew Iden the entire convention. And I pulled so much tail that I'm still recovering to this day.
Wow.
And if Drew had gone there, I don't even think anyone would even remember me. So thank you, Drew. I owe it all to you.
You're welcome, young man. Nah.
Young Padawan. Speaking of that, Drew, how would you answer this question?
Well, this reminds me of a story. It was BotCon 2001. I was 13 years old, and I pulled so much tail at that convention that Michael Bell told me, "Hey, son, it's not about the size, it's about where you put it." That's actually a true quote from Michael Bell at that convention. No, I don't know. My first thing isn't, "Hey, what's up? So I'm into Transformers. What do you think about that?" What am I going to do? Oh, that's a good first line. You know, we slow things down, get it, you know, we'll ease them into the hole. "Oh, by the way, I do a Transformers podcast. But it's cool, though. We get a lot of listeners."
Yeah, I have, actually, wait, I'm going to go last, but I will follow up on that. Seth. How do you answer this question?
Yeah, I don't. It's been so long since I've seen
I'd
throw rocks at it. I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be like a caveman, just like scared of fire. I mean, some of us have a problem with our beds constantly covered in women, but I'm not one of them.
It's the words, a problem with our beds constantly covered in women. It sounds like something you send into a magazine. "Last week, dear Abby, my bed has been constantly covered in women. How do I solve this?" All right. Now, number one, Drew, you know, I respect your opinion. Myself, I have it right on my business card, leader of the WTF at TFW podcast. I always, of course, wear my t-shirt that says WTF at TFW.com. I make sure to enter all the podcast contests so that, you know, people can see how awesome I am. And, of course, you know, when the ladies come by and they're all like, "I'm kind of confused. You do a podcast and you're into robots. And what do I do?" Well, you know what I do? I follow the advice of my good personal friend, Jim the Poor Man Trenton, and I just pull out a can of Extends, and I say, "Did you know that Extends is a male enhancement program that is wholly natural, and you can get the first month free?" And they're like, "Really?" And I just take a sip, and I give them a cheers, and I'm like, "Here's to Extends," and that's how it goes.
Do you have an under-the-table deal with this guy? Because that almost seems too picture-perfect.
That's right. Yes, I do. I get crates of Extends every day. Basically, that's all I drink sometimes if I can't afford water. Or, you know, if I don't want to pay the hydro bill or the water bill, you know, I just use Extends. I got a little, you know, hydroponics electro fountain thing going. I just pour some Extends in there. You know, I want to take a shower. I don't have any running water. Extends, you know. Extends is a... I don't want to get in a rant here, but Extends has changed my life, man. You can use Extends for anything. A moisturizer, you know? You're sitting on the bus, you got some skin flaking off your nose, Extends, all right? You're trying to talk up someone at a club, and they're kind of like, you know, "I'm not sure if I'm into," you just whip out the Extends, make sure you hold it up label side front, and you just go like, "What about now?" And they're always going to go like, "Is that Extends?" And the rest is history. So, Extends, GM Fan 101. Extends.
I'm confused. Was this a real segment we just did?
Yes. Brought to you by Extends. We have actually one more segment, so we really should move along to that before we... you guys might run out of energy. I got like 10 cans of Extends here on my desk, so I'm not going to be running out of energy for a while. But we have a Transformers 3 rumor. And you know, there are a lot of people who consider rumors to be spoilers. So, naturally, that would lead one to think that we're about to have a spoiler section. But the spoiler guy's still on vacation. So, in place of him, I got my friend, my MacBook, to fill in. And, you know, my MacBook has been doing a very good job helping me out, editing the podcast, all that kind of thing, doing up intermissions and things. So, to take us into the spoiler section... The spoiler rumor mill, if you will. Not really the spoiler section, but the rumor mill of may or may not be spoilers. The MacBook will now deliver a warning.
This is the rumor mill. Rumors may or may not be spoilers. Just as a heated night of passion may or may not deliver such suffrages as itching rashes, dry skin, or genital warts, this rumor mill may or may not nullify one or more surprises in the third Transformers live-action film. You have been warned. If you have any complaints, they will be directed to me. I will hear your case and determine if you require re-education in order to ensure your faith and support. Thank you.
Hey guys, we're in the rumor mill. It's kind of like a lumber mill, but full of salt. The joke there being that you take rumors with a grain of salt, and the rumor mill is like a lumber mill, but a salt mill. So the rumor that we got is that apparently Megan Fox is going to suffer a horrific, gory, gore-file death that will totally, totally turn on sickos within the first 10 minutes of TF3. Megan Fox then countered saying, no, I won't. So, that is the entire rumor. It's not really that discussable, but I'm sure a lot of people would like us to cover it, so I thought we should cover it. So my thoughts on it are, ha ha ha, look at them fight. That's really about it. Drew, what do you think about this rumor?
Good. It would shock me if she showed up for like 2 seconds, exploded, and then we moved on from there.
Sam!
Let's do it. Let's just see where we go from there.
No. What I heard is it's going to be gory. It's going to be like she'll show up, and she'll be like, her and Sam are going to like get married, and as the ring is put on her finger, he looks up, and he realizes all he's holding is her finger. As, like,
no,
three Decepticons
no.
physically rip her body apart and intestines spray everywhere. It'll
no, the ring is a Decepticon. When they put it on, it transforms and starts tearing her apart.
Then Legion shows up.
Rings. Yeah. First 10 minutes of the movie are going to be a Saw. The scene from Saw.
Seth, I guess if you're on the tangent, what are your thoughts on the
Yeah, dude. I mean, unless she's, like, locked into a contract that she cannot possibly break, and they make her do it, like, if she gets delivered her script pages, and it's basically Michaela gets doped up on roofies while he Grindor dismembers her slowly or whatever, do you show up, or do you just say, you know what,
She's contractually obligated.
People break contracts in Hollywood all the time, though. But, I mean, do you break your contract? Do you find a way out of it?
You're like, I think I would.
I think if I was her, I'd be like, you know what, if this is the way it's going to go down, then I don't even want to play.
She's like, no, you. Goes on the internet. No, I'm not going to die. No.
Yeah, it's just weird to keep fighting this out like that. Like if all this aggro between Bay and Fox is real, it's like, would Bay even bother going through the trouble of killing her in the movie? Just don't have her in the movie. Like, contracts get broken all the time in Hollywood. It's just the way it is. There's a way just not to have her in the movie. And it seems petty and childish to be like, we're going to make a scene in this movie just to, like, fix her little red wagon, and we'll teach her you don't mess with the Bay. And it's just, I don't know, the whole thing's dumb, and I think both of them should just shut up.
Look out, man. They might put you in the movie now and then have you get killed.
Yeah. Well, that would be awesome because I'm in a movie.
Yeah. Gog, what do you think about...
Unless your name is Brandon Lee. What?
Oh!
It's too soon.
Too soon. Way too soon. Come on.
Way too soon, man. Wait a couple more years. Anyway, Gog, what do you think about the rumor of gore and death?
I think it's great if it's true. I mean, Michaela, whatever her... What is her name? Megan Fox. She doesn't do anything for me. I could care less. No, I mean, I don't care. I mean, she's not like this great actor who, you know, the Transformers movies would be nothing without her. I'm sure some of the male members of our audience would disagree. But whatever. There are plenty of hotter women out there. There are plenty of hotter women that have taken part in both Transformers movies, in my opinion. But whatever. But I think that would be terrific, and it would even be terrific as a plot device, you know, setting, you know, the character of Sam in motion for the rest of his movie after his bride-to-be gets hacked into little pieces. I think it would be absolutely outstanding. I would pay money to see that. I think I posted in the news thread that I would hope it would be something similar to, the humans exploding in the end of Evangelion movie, just in the liquid everywhere.
Into orange juice.
That would be, yeah, into Tang.
And then replace Michaela with Carly the way it should have been from the start.
Ooh, I think you're onto something. Yep.
That's a can of worms.
I'm down with that. Much as I am down with Seth's proposed fiction for a new Transformers cartoon, I am also down with Seth's version of the new opening to the Transformers 3 script.
What about my version with the intestines and stuff?
Well, that's part of the dismemberment. Okay. We could work them together.
You two could work it out. We'll leave Seth in charge.
We're the new Orsi and Kurtzman.
I watched a lot. It's like, hey, let's play Batman and Robin. You get to be Oracle. You know, that's not fun. I mean, you know, I want to be Bob.
Too late. You're too slow. Too slow.
All right.
You're not allowed to post on any message boards.
Yeah, I'll sit in the corner and take critiques directly to heart all the time.
Yeah, you'd be sensitive guy. Overly sensitive guy.
I always end up being Kurtzman. Every time we play writers, I always end up being Kurtzman. It's like ending up as Princess Leia. It's not fair.
Well, you could be that other guy. What's his name? The dummy
Aaron
that's going to have to write everything now.
Yeah, I want to be Aaron Kruger. Then at least I'm goofy. You know, I'm wacky. I'm all like, hey, balls, you know?
I feel bad for Aaron Kruger. People are already blaming the entire failure of Revenge of the Fallen on him specifically. The entire movie failed because of Kruger.
What's funny is that, like,
a chance.
Orsi and Kurtzman have nothing but nice things to say about Aaron Kruger, usually. They're like, at BotCon, they're like, yeah, it's thanks to him coming in that we even got it done. Nice guy.
Yeah, but, you know, it's rare that anybody in Hollywood really says what they feel, because then you end up being ostracized like Megan Fox. It's very rare that anybody gets away with that sort of thing. Like, not everybody could be Kevin Smith and talk just hella yang about people and not... get shut out.
And this rumor just came full circle.
I bet you anything Orsi and Kurtzman just wanted to punch that dude in the face every day. They were like, get off our scene, man. This is our thing, and you're all up in here doing Bay's dirty work.
Eating our lobster sandwiches.
Yeah, get off my lobster sandwich.
Get off my lobster sandwich, Kruger. I should go write a scene about robot testicles. He's like, maybe I will. And they're like, yeah, right, Kruger.
Well, like, and Bob even said that Kruger was, like, in a different room, and they would just, like, slip pages under the door to each other. And, like, they weren't really working together.
We don't even know what he looks like.
Yeah. Like, they had to tap out messages to each other on the water pipes like they're in some old school prison.
Big revelation. It's like when they finally get out, and they're like, man, where's Aaron? They see him, and they're like, Aaron Kruger was the guy that brought us the sandwiches! Bum, bum, bum!
Every time they would see him, they'd be like, man, this sucks being locked in this hotel for so long. He's like, oh yeah, it totally sucks. Man, I hate being trapped in that room all by myself all the time. But he's really like base coming at the end of the day and letting him go home because he's his little henchman.
All right, now we got to have someone make us the fanfic and the fan art of Aaron Kruger, double agent. I want to see
a custom punch counter punch with Aaron Kruger head on it.
He's always telling on the other two to Bay, like, Michael, they were screwing around watching Judge Judy, and I was doing all the writing, and they were doing nothing.
I want Aaron Kruger to come on here now. I want to talk to him. Because I've come now. Now I imagine him as
that'd be one better than Orsi and Kurtzman did. You hear that, Bob?
Yeah, Bob.
Hey, Bob. Seriously, what?
I mean,
we got this whole persona now for Aaron Kruger. We got to bring him on and tell him about it. It's like, hey, man, we totally imagine you're like this double agent, and you were like, you were the waiter at the hotel, and you totally were whining at Michael. Anyway, welcome to the show. How's it going?
Yeah, we're not part of the Hollywood machine, Krugs. We talk the truth about, we know you.
Mr. Waiter, Mr.
The Hollywood machine. Let's get the WTF machine. I think everyone should send an email to Aaron Kruger asking him to appear on our podcast. That's what I think.
And tell them we said he was really cool.
Yeah, tell him he's cool. You know, encourage. Give him words of encouragement. Tell him, you know, we're interested in having him. You know, look us up.
And CC Bob Orsi and CC Michael Bell. And
Bell?
Yeah.
Yeah, left field.
And like BCC Chris Mowry. Let's get them all on here. We'll play hardball. We'll discuss healthcare. It'll be awesome.
This is a hardball.
Anyway, that's the rumor mill. And that's the podcast. That was totally not even about the rumor for the longest time. This has been Vangelis. That's been Drew, Gog Dog, and Seth.
Yeah.
We'll be back again another week. You guys got anything you want to drop before we close out?
Yes, I owe Fresh Debesh a shout-out that he actually requested. I'm not sure how you request a shout-out and how it is any longer a shout-out, but he gave me specific instructions, so... Way down in LA live the Fresh Debesh. Fresh Debesh mean manliness.
That was gorgeous. My God. I got one too.
For you.
Felbert. That comic was awesome. Felbert, you win
the
prize.
That was rad.
That
was the only good thing in that whole thread.
Felbert. I made a cool post in that thread. It was at the start.
Yeah, it wasn't that cool.
Alright, let's kill this thing.
Alright. Felbert!
Stick it like a dead pig.
Felbert! Monkey shoot?
Monkey shoot?
Alright, I'm...
Me too.
Bye.
It means, but you got some badass perpetrators that are here to stay.